Welcome in, time for KER Politics, thought-provoking views from leaders in the field. The views of our guests do not necessarily represent the views of either Corey or Big Al.
Now, time for KER Politics.
Hey, welcome into our daily editorial. It is the 21st of June. Kind of a nice morning here in the Great Northwest. How's it down there in South Carolina, Jimmy? Well, you're actually headed out, aren't you? You're going up north.
Yeah, right now I'm on the New Jersey Parkway going north towards New York.
Yeah.
And a little bit overcast, but the weather's nice. Comfortable. So, in the 70s.
Yeah, it's kind of nice out here.
Pretty cool, really, for the
It's a lot nicer here than the climate, the political climate is in Israel, for lack of better terms. Do you have any comments on that?
Well, I think the Bennett government, the coalition government, collapsed this last weekend.
Yeah.
And it looks like that they're going to do the fifth election in about 3.5 years in 4 months.
Yeah.
So Bennett resigned as PM. He has his foreign minister, which was actually the coalition leader, the largest block of his coalition government, stepped in. He had a lot of members of his government stepping down because of just some issues on policy and direction of the country and fears. So what this means, so Likud, Benjamin Netanyahu's party, actually has the largest number of seats in the Knesset, I believe, and they'll do another election. The chances are that Netanyahu will probably be back in power in about 4 months. The problem between Israel and Iran is now on the tipping point of actually having enough, according to the IAEA, the International Atomic Energy Agency, they actually have enough fissile material to actually make a nuclear weapon.
And of course, now, let me ask you this. Let me ask you this question: is that particular issue going to see the light of day, for lack of better terms? Do you think that Iran will attack Israel at this point?
Well, you know, I'm not going to speculate on whether or not they'll attack at this point. I think they want to consolidate their position. But what it does mean is that Israel is going to be incredibly concerned and probably take some sort of action to preempt the possibility of the Iranian regime actually building a weapon, or I shouldn't say building a weapon, but actually putting together the pieces and starting to build a weapon if they haven't done that already. You know, we've missed it in the late 90s with Pakistan, and of course we missed it in a number of places where, you know, some of these very covert operations developed nuclear capability, North Korea, Pakistan, and then, of course, India back in, you know, their early development process.
Right.
And it looks like we're going to miss it again, and or at least not take the right actions. And again, this is the result of the Obama JCPOA, the Iran nuclear deal. Trump tried to stall that, and of course, the Biden administration has now kind of allowed them to get back into the game by appeasement. Mm-hmm. And what that means, the probability of a conflict between the two is going to be significantly increased, and we'll see what happens. And it's a tough one. Who knows what happens? Cooler heads prevail. But there are a lot of issues right now around with politics around the world that are making us a very unstable place in France and, of course, Colombia.
And, I mean, let's talk a little bit about Colombia, Jim.
Yeah. So the Colombians elected their first their first leftist president and a former terrorist who was involved in one of the terrorist organizations, the leftist terrorist organization. He has promised to bring, you know, a more social, socially just system to Colombia, basically, you know, in a populist appeasement to the poor parts of the country. And, you know, there's a lot of challenges there. They did it through the democratic process, apparently. What it means is you see the same thing happen in Venezuela and then the spiral over a period of time with the socialist ideology. And, of course, that's spreading in some areas.
Yeah.
And unfortunately, you know, we'll see how this plays out. Colombia has been a very close partner with various U.S. administrations over the anti-drug issues and trying to stabilize from the internal civil war challenges that we're having with leftist FARC and other groups that had M19, some of these other groups that actually created tremendous difficulties for the population. They were moving fairly positively towards a better, you know, better future, but a lot of, you know, dissatisfaction right now between the poor and some of those that have benefited from the system created these this new political reality in Colombia.
Jimmy, you and I were talking with Josh from the Epoch Times a few months back, and he was saying, warning us not to underestimate the aggressiveness of the Chinese in the countries south of Mexico. I think about that almost every day. I think Josh had a really good point, and you really have to wonder if this isn't kind of the harbinger of things to come down there. Any comments?
Well, I think there's a tremendous involvement by both Chinese with their capital investments in the area and influence and buying over corruption. And it's a challenge between, you know, who's going to come out on top. But it's also, you know, Russian influence and the ability to train and equip or operate in some of these areas. Nicaragua has just announced that they'll allow Russian troops to train and operate in their region. And of course, mm-hmm. this is, I think Ortega is the leader down there that said, yeah, come on in. And of course, he's got a history of problematic relations with the United States. And, you know, the ability for Russia to actually project is questionable, but the Chinese definitely buying influence. And that's problematic more so in the near abroad for China with Taiwan. And they are being absolutely very bold in their actions and accusations against Taiwan right now. Mm. And that's going to be very problematic. You've got a lot of different issues. And you talk about Lithuania, Ukraine, and of course the election in France. There's a mix of many problems that look like we're going to have some confusing times, very dangerous times ahead.
Were you surprised, Jimmy, that Le Pen came out as strong as she did in France?
No, I wasn't really surprised with it. So she, you know, her right coalition, her right party actually gained the largest number of seats, significant number of seats in that parliament, in the French legislature. But at the same time, there was also an increase in the left. So that imbalance gives Macron a very weak position, but it also creates a bigger divide in France. And of course, as we see the challenges of how to manage the crisis in Europe from European leaders with Ukraine, you're seeing some other actions right now that really make it a volatile situation. And I think Lithuania right now is a prime example of that in Kaliningrad.
Yeah. You know, Jimmy, you
so
and
Kaliningrad,
I began...
just to follow up, just so people
Go
understand what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
Yeah, so Lithuania, NATO member, been a NATO member since the early days of the expansion into the former Soviet Union, very Western relationship and a positive relationship. They cut off transport and any logistics support to Kaliningrad, which is a Russian enclave between Lithuania and Poland. Now, this has been, you know, this was fought over during World War II, and of course, you know, it's a very problematic issue for the Russians because it's an embarrassment. And of course, Lithuania is not very big, but as a NATO member, if Russia responds in Lithuania, that would force an Article 5 response from NATO.
Yeah.
And an Article 5 response means, you know, combat and if the Russians do take action in Lithuania, which could inflame the whole region, NATO, and get us all into a pretty nasty conflict, which it's already a nasty conflict, but it's getting more complicated with some of these actions.
You know, another conflict, I guess, or subject, I guess I should perfectly honest call it a subject, is you and I talked a little bit about moral values a couple of days ago when I brought up the fact that 50% of Americans, according to Gallup, 50% of Americans rate the overall state of moral values in the United States as poor, and another 37% think it's only fair. The Republicans, the conservatives, I guess I should say, are instrumental in this particular poll in the sense that their numbers are even higher. The Republicans think that 72% of Republicans feel that moral values in the United States are really, really poor at this moment in time. Jimmy, what effect do you think this is having on what you and I talk about every morning?
Well, there's no, in my view, there's no question that the honesty and integrity and actually being transparent and truthful to the public via the media, those are basic moral principles that we have lost. And you watch it every day with the current, administration, the current regime, where they're attempting to spin the message and actually out and out lying. And if you take away the fundamental principle, that moral principle of honesty and integrity, then you're forcing yourself into a very difficult situation for trust with your population. Mm-hmm. And in a democracy, in a republic, that's essential for trusting the system. And of course, we see it with the election fraud and the concerns over that, the inability for the Department of Justice or the FBI to actually act in a way that is nonpartisan, that actually looks at the law in an equal justice sense. And of course, it's action that's pushing agendas that really are against basic principles and moral values. And I think that's causing a tremendous amount of damage. And when you look at that from a global perspective, our respect in the world, which we've carried for many generations now because of kind of those values, is diminishing rapidly, and people don't trust the United States. And you can go to the Afghan withdrawal, leaving all our allies hanging. You can go to numerous decisions that have been made over the years that, are not based on moral principles and trust and openness and honesty. I think it's very damaging.
Yeah, I do too. I think it's one of the major issues that we're dealing with right now. Another major issue, Jim, we're dealing with in the United States. You brought up the point earlier when you and I were chatting a little bit off mic. You said, well, the markets appear to be a little bit stronger today. The markets may be a little stronger today, but I was looking at trend lines going back into the past, and the markets continue to be in a negative area. The markets are not strong right now. I guess the one comment that I would make on that for our listeners, and I want you to know, in my particular IRA at this moment in time, and that's my major investment, I have asked my investment advisor to pull everything out of the market, put everything in cash. I think right now that, quite frankly, is a sensible thing to do. What do you think, Jim?
Yeah, the unfortunate part, I think the markets are going to be very problematic, and there's no question inflation is going to create more problems.
Right.
But that's also a problem for going to cash, because you're going to lose. So it's a fight to the bottom. Which will I lose quicker? That the inflation devalues my cash, or my value in my investments in my IRA drop faster. So far, it's the markets are dropping faster than inflation. We don't know what the bottom is. Today's, some people would call it the dead cat bounce, after the long weekend. Big hedge funds, the Black Rocks, they're actually manipulating markets in order to pull out. But with the problems with crypto, the amount of investment that's out there and the amount of leverage that they've used against those types of assets are going to be very problematic in the near future. And I think we certainly haven't seen the bottom of the markets. And I think we're just a month or so away from figuring out that maybe we are in recession, as I predict that we already are. And that's going to be problematic. And I do not see any policies that the current regime is willing to put in place that will actually counter those problems. When you're attacking the oil industry and telling them to invest, but then you're threatening them with their investment, with ESG investment, and long term, it doesn't make any sense. No. And this administration will not be able to manage this problem. So I look for a very tumultuous period, very soon, and to continue. Well, it is now, but to continue on for a while.
Well, if you wanted to find the period as being the number of the DGIA, about 10, 20 minutes ago, the Dow sat at 30,392.55. That's up 503 points from yesterday. But don't let that fool you. We are still in negative territory. I have to tell you, whatever, in my opinion, whatever the central bank does dealing with inflation, I think is a very, very important issue right now, personally. Got the final word,
yeah,
Jim?
Well, they're already late on it. If they are going to manage this thing, they're already late on it. They did it for politics. Unfortunately, we're all going to suffer for it. Most importantly, the people at the bottom of the spectrum and the middle-class Americans are paying the biggest price of these absolute failures. And unfortunately, we're hopefully, well, unfortunately or fortunately, unfortunately, people are going to suffer. Fortunately, it's hopefully the people that have been manipulating and will actually pay some sort of a price for it. Yeah. I'm afraid not. I'm afraid that the, you know, the regime and the corruption will continue to bail out some of these really bad, stupid investments in some of these areas. And we'll see what happens here, but I'm just not happy with where we're headed.
You know, I got to tell you, Jimmy, the only industry that I think is benefiting from this right now is probably the alcohol and tobacco industries. I'm not so sure about tobacco, but I bet it's really going up in alcohol. Jim, drive safely on your way to finding a college for your daughter. Thanks so much for your time this morning. We'll be talking with you again tomorrow morning.
You bet, Al.
To find out more about today's guest, visit us on the web at www.kereport.com. You are listening to KER Politics. We will be back in a moment.